From across the ocean, this is Here Be Monsters.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, I forgot about our call.
That's okay. You know, I love puttering more than like anything in the world. So if you can give me 5 more minutes before anything starts, I'm happy.
You know, I think I mentioned this in the first and only time you've been on the show before. I think it's the first and only time, which was about, I think it was about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
When we're doing this conversation about all these recordings that you had made in Japan, which is still, honestly, it's like one of my favorite episodes of the podcast, episode 49, if you can believe that. It's like 100 episodes ago. But honestly, those recordings are so good, Sam. Those recordings are so good.
Thanks, man. Yeah. They, sometimes I listen and love them, and sometimes I'm like, ooh. But I'm really happy with the project overall. Like, and when I come back to it, I think I learn new stuff every time, so.
Was that your first trip to Japan?
It was, yeah.
Do you think that those recordings were different by nature of you having never been to Japan before?
Mm. I think listening back on these recordings, like, I don't think I realized it at the time, but there's a sense of like the ways in which I can use sound to sort out what's familiar and not familiar. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, for me being half Japanese, like going to Japan was an interesting case of like, what's familiar to me and what's not familiar. When you're doing these types of field recordings, like I think there's a similar sense of like placing yourself in an environment and just being able to like stop and listen and sort out like, what sounds do I relate to and what sounds are brand new to me, you know, and like, where does that place me in the environment, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I ask this in a very self-interested way, just because in a couple of days I'm getting on a plane to Germany. And I'm kind of wondering, like, if you had any advice you could give me on how to approach listening in a new environment.
Yeah. Some of the most interesting recordings I had were just folks just interacting with everyday objects, like going through their routine. You know, it can sound kind of boring at first, but if you listen for long enough, you start to hear some different patterns in there than I think what you're familiar with, you know. That's where I would start.
So how do you make a recording good then?
I don't know. I wasn't convinced that they were good, you know, but I was pretty sure like they were true to my experience. So I was just doing this for me, and if people like them, then great. And if not, that's okay. Like, it was something that I was sort of moved to do for me.
Yeah. The only other thing I wanted to ask you about is, you know, you used a term, I can't remember if you used it in the original episode or if you just used it in a text message that we had sent back and forth. And I've heard you use this term before, though, and I wanted to ask you what it actually means. You used the term deep listening. What does that actually mean?
I don't know that I can succinctly define it, but I think there is someone named Paulino Oliveros who was a really amazing, you know, sound artist and thinker, and helped me at least like think about sound differently. And that is like deep listening is that listening is not a static skill, right? Like that it is a muscle that can be trained, but that it takes like conscious, intentional thought and practice to further refine. And so I think that is what deep listening is. And like this maybe was an exercise in deep listening. Anyone can do this, but not a lot of people do when they're experiencing a new place, right? To choose to experience it and take the recordings in an audio perspective rather than a visual snapshot. right? And so that to me is the practice of deep listening.
I've forgotten everything you've told me. What was your advice, just one more time, in bullet points? What was it?
Take your time. Find places where people are interacting with their everyday routine. I didn't say this last time, but you have good instincts. Trust your instincts. Like, if you find a sound that's interesting to you, even if it's people walking down a sidewalk, take it.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about...
It's all about time.
The podcast about the unknown.
The sponsors of this episode are the supporters of Here Be Monsters on Patreon. Each month, I get a bit of money from listeners like Julian Prattley, Brittany Elmer, Jothan, Tom Glendening, Andrew Conkling, Joshua Justice, the Honorable Leech, and Sarah Mason. Starting the Patreon account was kind of a hard choice for me, since I never wanted to have a ransom attached to this show, either actual or implied. But when the show lost funding, right, like, I started having conversations with listeners, and my friends, and other podcasters, and together they convinced me that letting people pay for the show was a good idea. If people wanted to pay for this content, then they should be allowed to do that. I was reluctant to this idea for a while, but I think they're right now, because the Patreon account has grown to a point where it's now accounting for a large portion of my monthly expenses. It really tips the balance a little bit towards continuing to make this weird independent show. It just makes everything a little bit financially easier, a little bit more feasible. And so that's why once a season, I take one of these sponsorship slots and I dedicate them to the listeners and the patrons who make this show possible, right? Listeners like Kit Roberts, who says, "I'm a patron of HBM because no other podcast has ever made me feel like this one does. So small and singular and yet so connected to everything all at once." Supporting Here Be Monsters comes with some benefits, like a perpetual merch discount, and monthly blog posts where I share some of my early, embarrassing attempts to make art. But truly, what I hope is the biggest benefit is just knowing that you're helping support me make this thing that you seem to like. So if you'd like to join Julian, Brittany, Jothan, Tom, Andrea, Joshua, Leech, Sarah, Kit, and about 100 others, just go to patreon.com/HBM podcast. And thank you, as always, for your support.
Sanitization inspection. This aircraft is fitted with high efficiency particulate filters and the cabin air is recirculated every 3 minutes. As an additional safety measure, we count on your cooperation to wear your face mask for all the duration of the flight. Our flight time today will be 8 hours and 45 minutes. Some weather will be cloudy in Paris tomorrow morning with a temperature of 5 degrees.
Thank you. Osloer Straße. Achtung! Türen können automatisch öffnen. Please note, doors may open automatically.
Für dich raus mit den Last-Minute-Weihnachtsangeboten von Amazon bis 23. Dezember.
Im Studio Gisa Weber, guten Morgen. Corona-Impfstoff wird knapp. Razzia wegen Mordplänen gegen sächsischen Regierungschef Kretschmer. Der Corona-Impfstoff wird knapp. Das hat Gesundheitsminister Lauterbach in der ARD mitgeteilt. Demnach hat eine Inventur ergeben, dass die Reserve und Bestellungen für Januar bis März nicht ausreichen. Die Beschaffung laufe nun über alle Kanäle, die zur Verfügung stehen, auch im direkten Kontakt mit den Herstellern. Aber es muss EU-konform funktionieren, so Lauterbach.
Klassikradio mit Thomas Orner.
Wir suchen gleich eine Persönlichkeit. Für mich heute noch ein Vorbild in Sachen Charakterstärke.
Er hat es Ihnen sogar schriftlich gegeben, dass er sofort nach seiner Freilassung, trotz des gegen ihn verhängten Redeverbotes, nach wie vor öffentlich seine Stimme erheben würde.
Hat er getan. Und wer das ist, das werden Sie hoffentlich gleich rausfinden. Und dann bekommen Sie von mir das Hörbuch zur wahren Geschichte. Und jetzt werden wir so ein bisschen Ihren Weihnachtsbaum schmücken mit den Silver Bells, gespielt vom Philadelphia Orchestra.
Weihnachtszeit macht glücklich mit Klassikradio.
Weil, kommt mir doch da gar nicht zu. Was soll's? Thank you. weiter.
Wie geht's dir?
Wie geht es dir?
Wie geht es dir?
Very good. It's very pretty here right now. There's like a tiny bit of sun through the trees. The sun's starting to go down, so it's all at an angle. And it's turning things a bit gold. There's this breeze. It's been a really nice day.
You think I should move here?
I think you should move here if you're compelled to move here.
Do you think I'd like living here?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's full of really bizarre things. The city is very surprising and interesting and such a big mixture of people. I think that you would really enjoy that. And I think, although it might be a little bit scary, I think the challenge of living somewhere where you're not familiar with anything, or you're becoming familiar with it, but where you don't know everything that's going on already, I think that can be really stimulating. And I think it's a constant learning process, which is what compelled me to move here. I think that was the primary thing, is to be in an environment that forced me to learn something every day. And I think that's something that's really valuable to you as well. So the language, of course, but also just being in a new environment and a new political situation and new products and new birds, you know, like, I think that could be really interesting to you.
Do you want me to move here?
Yes. Why did you want to ask me that question?
Because I didn't have a way to end this episode. That's about as much of a story as I know how to make.
What is the story then? Like,
I think I decided about 10 episodes ago that the only story is getting older. This only story you have is time passing. And that everything else is just a modification of that story.
Mm-hmm. I think time passing is beautiful, and that's what makes interesting field recordings. It's time passing and things happening in them. Motion, dance, like music, it's all about time. And time itself is like a really beautiful thing, I think. Like, the change is happening whether you want it to or not. It's what you think about the change that matters.
Thank you for letting me ask you questions.
Yeah, I like talking about questions.
My name is Jeff Emptman, and I made this episode. The sounds you heard on this episode came from my first two trips to Germany, one in winter of last year and one in spring of this year. I'm actually just wrapping up that second trip now, and I'm headed back home in a few days. I made a ton of recordings for this episode, and if you want to know more about any of the sounds you've heard, there are time-stamped notes in the show description and over on the podcast website, which is hbmpodcast.com. Also, I'm releasing the recordings that I made for this episode as an album through Bandcamp. I'm releasing it under my musical pseudonym, which is The Black Spot. So if you'd like to have a copy of this episode in full quality that you can listen to without any ads or breaks or any of that nonsense, just go to theblackspot.bandcamp.com and purchase the album there. It's called Field Recordings, Germany, 2021 through 2022. For the first 2 months, I'm going to donate all the profits to the International Committee of the Red Cross. You can find the album linked in the show notes and also on the website, which again is hbmpodcast.com. I have a couple of big thank yous for this episode. One is for Sam Parker, who's been many things to me in my life. First as my teacher, then my boss, then my friend, and he was also my roommate for many years. You heard him talk on this episode about his approach to sound and recording, and also talk about an old episode that we made together back in 2017, where he shared a bunch of field recordings that he made on a trip to Japan. So if you enjoyed this episode, please do check out episode number 49, which is called Sam's Japan Tapes. I have another big thank you for Johanna Gilia, who is my girlfriend, but also at times, she's my tour guide and my translator as well. So thank you, Johanna. The music you heard on this episode came from a recording session that Sam Parker and I did back in 2017, back when we lived together in a house on a busy Seattle street. Here Be Monsters is an independent podcast about fear and the unknown. Support comes from small advertisers and individual supporters on Patreon. If you'd like to buy an ad on this podcast, please visit hbmpodcast.com/sponsor. And if you'd like to become a patron on Patreon, visit patreon.com/hbmpodcast. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.